Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
HCI Hospice Care Services is partnering with the Iowa Cubs and the Knoxville Raceway to help get the word out. Let's go in-depth with Dan Redeker with HCI. Well, Dan, HCI Hospice Care Services does a variety of events over the course of a year. Can you tell us a little bit about the events? You've got one coming up at the Knoxville Raceway Saturday night, but you've got a wide variety of events that you use to try to educate the public about HCI. Can you just give us sort of an overview?
Yes. Over the course of the year, we want to make sure that we're providing education, advocacy, and then also engaging our donors into helping them understand how we're utilizing the monies that donors give back to us. On Friday night of this week, we'll have Home Run for HCI Hospice, which will be at Principal Park. Great opportunity for us to engage the participants that come to the game and understanding that, you know, the end-of-life experience is not about dying, it's about living. On Saturday night, we'll be down here in Knoxville at the Raceway for Fill the Stands for Hospice. We've been doing Fill the Stands for 7 years. Very thankful for Brian Stickles and the Raceway for hosting that. It's just another opportunity to reach another audience and help educate them about end-of-life experience. And then last but not least, on July 27th, we'll have the Heart of Hospice Golf Open in Des Moines. That's an opportunity for us to get out, have some fun on the golf course, and interact with our golfers, help them again to understand the impact of hospice and the great things that our staff and volunteers do for patients and families.
Okay, the day this airs is Friday, so tonight, game at Principal Park.
Correct. That event at Principal Park will start at 7:08 with the first pitch happening. And throughout the evening, there will be opportunities to learn more about HCI. We will have a text-to-quiz opportunity for people to engage in understanding different things about the history of HCI Hospice Care Services, as well as some interactive games for kids to do while they're sitting, waiting in between innings for the game to play on.
And so is this the first year at Principal Park?
This is the first year. This is something that we've thought about doing, and it's just a great way to go out to the ballpark, help people to understand about our services. At the same time, it's an opportunity for us to just be involved in the community.
Well, I'm going to be there.
Fabulous.
Well, it's tough not to go to a ball game for a good cause.
Absolutely. I think that Principal Park has done a great job of engaging nonprofit organizations. One of the most important things that we need to do as a nonprofit is to help people understand what we do and how we do it. And then, most importantly, connecting to those people that need our service.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dan Redeker with HCI Hospice Care Services. It looks like you've rallied around some sports. You've got the Knoxville Raceway, Principal Park Baseball, and then the golf outing.
Yes.
Well, why sports?
It's a great way to engage families. It's a great way to engage people that are passionate about the community, passionate about giving back, and most importantly, passionate about that athletic event. In addition to that, we also have the Knoxville Bucket Bash that happens in the spring of the year. That's an opportunity for our donors to come learn about the impact of the dollars that were given over the course of the year, and then also, you know, engage in conversation and fellowship.
I guess that's the important part, too, is it is a conversation. You can have conversations at the ballpark, at the track, on the course, at the Bucket Bash. it's something where there has to be a dialogue. The learning takes place through the dialogue, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the most important things for our organization is that we can engage people in conversations that they can go in turn and share with their network or their family, their friends, the people that they interact with in, within the community to help them know that there are resources out there available for end of life. And helping the patients and families navigate that process because it is a very intimate time in a person's life, and I think it's important for us to be with our patients and families every step of the way, and that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on.
When you and I have sat together at the track at the Knoxville Raceway and watched the races that have filled the stands for HCI Night at the Knoxville Raceway.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that we're able to do that night is we're able to engage the crowd and in learning more. But most importantly, there's an opportunity too for us to engage some of our survivors as well as patients. Periodically, we'll have patients that will join us that night. It's an opportunity for them to see a race and to see an event that they love and are passionate about.
I remember one year a woman patient was there with, I think, a granddaughter, grandson or two. That was nice to be a part of that.
Absolutely. We love it when we can engage in those memories. One of the things that HCI Hospice Care Services prides itself on is helping our patients and families create some of those lasting memories at the end of life.
Mm-hmm. And so why the Knoxville Raceway?
Knoxville, we've actually had an office here in Knoxville for the past 24 years. It's an opportunity for us to just engage in a great community event, engage in, again, that conversation, advocating for our patients and families and helping people to learn more about the end-of-life process.
Well, I've seen staff from HCI from other places. You bring in people from outside too to Knoxville, right?
That is correct. We try to engage our donor base, our community stakeholders in coming to the race to support our hospice organization and hospice in general. So it's a great opportunity for us to engage those folks, help them to get the Knoxville experience and come back and support us.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dan Redeker with HCI Hospice Care Services. Well, why do you need support?
Support's extremely important for us. Those donations go to help patients and families that may not be able to pay for our service. It also helps to fund our quality of life program, which consists of helping individuals assisting individuals with basic needs. So water, electricity, maybe they get behind because of the medical expenses. It's an opportunity for us to make sure that they don't have to worry about that. They can focus on their family. They can focus on the process, the dying process. At the same time, they may have something on their bucket list. They may have something that they want to do that will impact their life. So we're able to help connect them to that one last wish that they may have.
I bet a lot of people don't think about that, but there are people in that need hospice care that can't afford it. And then if they can't afford the hospice care, maybe they cannot afford to pay their bills or whatever. And so I guess people might not know that you do that, that you will help with those ways. It's something pretty amazing, isn't it? Not every hospice organization doesn't do it, and there's not this government money angel coming down either, is there?
That's correct. We want to make sure that we're helping our patients where they're at the time they come to us with needing the service, the end-of-life service. And it's an opportunity for us to engage that patient, understand what their needs are, and again, help them navigate that process, that end-of-life process, whether it's connecting them with a loved one, whether it's that they maybe haven't seen for a number of years, whether it's helping them to offset the cost of their water bill so that they can take a shower or they can take a bath. path, whether it's helping connect them to a community event. We want to make sure that we have that opportunity to create those memories, to help them through that process, and most importantly, give their families resources as well. We have bereavement services. We have spiritual care services. We have a variety of different things that patients and families can engage in while they're with us, as well as after the patient passes.
We just received a lot of national media attention for a woman that under HCI care that got married.
That is correct. We had a patient who was engaged, and they wanted to get married. They had set a date for later on this summer, but unfortunately, we wanted to make sure that that happened sooner rather than later, and they did it as well. So we were able to help them through that process, and it was a community effort. It wasn't just us, and most importantly, they were able to exchange their wedding vows.
And I'm forgetting what town that was in.
That was up in the, through our Perry office.
In Perry.
Yeah.
That's sort of a magical thing when you can help somebody do that to make a lifelong dream come true.
Absolutely. Another example is a couple of years ago, we had a patient that we were serving at one of our Kavanaugh houses, and that gentleman had a three-year-old daughter, and we were able to create a princess party and celebrate her birthday prior to his passing. And those memories, we can't take those away. They're a great opportunity for us to really allow that patient to experience something that they wouldn't experience.
And so if we go to the Knoxville Raceway on Saturday night or the Principal Ballpark tonight or participate in the golf outing or the Bucket Bash, are we contributing by going?
Absolutely. Everybody contributes. It doesn't matter if somebody is giving us a dollar or they're giving us no money. We want to make sure that everybody understands our resources. They understand who we are, what we do. We definitely need the financial support, but the biggest gift that somebody can give to us is sharing about HCI hospice care in the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, so it sounds like us just learning is something very important.
Absolutely. Learning, both understanding the service. In addition to that, absolutely, we need financial support. Just to give you an idea, from the patient financial assist, we're helping people that are not able to pay. We provide about almost $300,000 a year in patient financial assist throughout the communities we serve. So there's a lot of people in need. One of the things that I look at with our organization and how I view it is we're Iowans helping Iowans. We're helping people that may need assistance with basic needs, with support, whether it's financial or non-financial support. We want to make sure that, again, we're with them at every step of the way, helping them to navigate the end-of-life process.
Well, and that's part of the reason you need support is because you will help everybody. You won't turn somebody away, right?
That is correct. We will meet the patient and the family where they're at. It doesn't matter what they need at that point in time. We want to make sure that we're helping them to get the services that they need. If, for instance, a patient comes to us and they need additional services, we're looking for community partners to help navigate the challenges that they may have as well.
Well, I learned something a while back, a year or two ago, that I didn't know, is that not everybody is like that, that some hospices will turn you away if you don't have the funding for it. They'll turn you away. I didn't know that.
There are a lot of different hospices that are out there that have different policies and procedures. I can't speak to any one of those organizations, but the number one thing that HCI Hospice Care Services prides itself on is that we do not turn anybody away, and we're up for the challenge at any point in time.
That's also important, I think, for a lot of people to note that HCI is a nonprofit and that some hospices are for profit.
That is correct. HCI Hospice Care Services is the oldest hospice nonprofit hospice organization in the state of Iowa. We've been around for over 37 years now, and we are, like I said, a nonprofit. There are for-profit organizations out there as well across the state.
Yeah, and I'm not passing judgment on profit versus nonprofit on this, but it's something that people probably want to think about when they're providing care. They should make that decision. They should be thinking about that.
Absolutely. And the other thing that is interesting about hospice, too, hospice is a choice. Just like anything else, you can choose whatever hospice that you want. You can choose whatever store you want to go to. There's many different things that happen at the through the end of life process, and when people are going through that time in their life, and we can always remember that you can call us, we'll help.
Thanks to Dan Redeker for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.